Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
New South Wales winning Origin Game 1. Here are the highlights of a brilliant call from Dan Ginnane and the boys on Wednesday night. Have a listen.
We are ready. Australian sports' greatest contest and Australian sports' greatest stage. Welcome to Origin at the G. He's Cook running out of dummy.
Go.
He makes 20 metres. Then gets a pass on to Maloney. Down the centre he goes. Gives it to Tedesco. Travis chases. Travis misses. Tedesco's over. Tedesco plunges over. The Blues are in. The Blues are on top with the first try. Where Cook waits. Gets it at dummy half. Goes to Cleary. Cleary to Maloney. Throws an intercept. Holmes is away. Holmes is over.
Of football at speed.
18 out, last tackle. Cook throws to the right. Maloney, high kick for the right corner. Here comes Tom Trbojevic. He gets it, and he scores! Tom Trbojevic, he ripped it out of the hands of his opponent, and he scores! What a great Origin try! New South Wales 22, Queensland 12, and the Blues win Origin 1. In front of 87,000 at the June.
Yes. I can't believe Wendell was celebrating like that when New South Wales scored.
Yeah, yeah.
Carrying on, wasn't he?
There's nothing more pleasant than when you're calling a game and Wendell comes in screaming over the top of you.
I could only imagine.
I mean, he's only been warned about 87 times.
Oh, it's Origin, though.
That is great. There is some great audio, a great vision to go with that audio, a video of that call on social media, which is really worth having a look at. See for yourself at MMM_NRL. But it's a great call from Dan and from Wendell and all the boys on Wednesday night. Absolutely brilliant stuff. Let's talk a bit of Origin. Where do you want to start? Let's start with New South Wales. What about the performance of James Tedesco? Certainly in my history of watching the game, one of the best performances from a fullback.
Yeah, no, he was super impressive. And I think all those middle players played really well. I thought Damien Cook too was probably the second best player on the field. He's been doing what he did against Queensland. He's been doing it all year for the Bunnies. But yeah, James Tedesco, I mean, he has been playing he's been playing great for the Chooks, but probably not getting as noticed. I mean, he's always good at the back then with his tackle breaks, but on Wednesday night, every time he steps up in this Origin arena, geez, he's hard to handle.
You're right, Fletch. If you go back to Game 1 last year, Fifita obviously was New South Wales' best player and drew comparisons with Arthur Beetson, but only a shandy behind him was James Tedesco. And it wasn't just what he did with the ball, but it was some of his goal line defence and tackling blokes into touch and right on the try line, that sort of jazz. So it was a terrific performance from James Tedesco, and you'd have to think in that arena that he really has stamped himself as a player who's going to be there for a considerable amount of time.
Okay, I know that you're really impressed with a lot of the debutants there, Ryan. Was there one that stood out for you, mate?
No, I think they all did their job really well, and they were. What impressed me most about the way that they played is they're all picked for a specific reason, and I think they all delivered on that reason. And Freddie and the coaching staff should take a lot of credit for making those decisions to take 11 debutants into the game, but those moments where, you know, they needed someone to pull something out of the game, you don't get many opportunities in Origin. And when they got down there, and Addo Carr found a way to get around Chamberlain, and that's, you know, that's his specialty. And then Tommy Trbojevic, well, he jumped over the top of Valentine Holmes, and that's something that, you know, he does really well. And then, you know, Latrell Mitchell back on that inside pass and got over there close to the line. So they're the strengths of what they were picked in the side for, and their defence was questioned a little bit going into the game. I thought their defence was great, but it was just those elements of their game that they were able to use that got New South Wales the victory in the end. They were better in the big moments.
Fletch, would you like to add anything to that?
No,
mate?
That was a very perfect
synopsis. It was beautifully put,
I mean, we talk
it?
About Queensland. Queensland scored the try off the intercept try and the kick. When we're talking about those centres, people were saying that their defence, our centre, excuse me, were under pressure with their defence. But Queensland didn't throw a whole lot at them.
No.
They're going to be better. Queensland are definitely going to be better for game two.
I thought there was a lot of elements of the game, boys, that Queensland were better anyway. I thought, especially defending New South Wales coming out of their own end, I thought they compressed up a lot better.
Good, yeah.
Their line speed was good. And they had as many opportunities as New South Wales. But, yeah, just this year they didn't have the players, with the experience or in the right positions to come up with the points when they needed it, and that's what they need to. There's plenty New South Wales can improve as well, and they're the things that we spoke about then, you know, jamming up in defence and making sure Queensland struggle coming off their line a little more. But there's a lot of things that Queensland are going to work on, and they'll be a better side in game two. So New South Wales need to go to another level.
Okay, talk about individual players in the Queensland team. I know that Jared Wallace has come in for a little bit of criticism, and should he be picked for game two? Here's what his coach at the Gold Coast Titans, Garth Brennan, had to say.
How anyone could be questioning Jared Wallace's position in a Queensland Origin side has got me absolutely amazed. You know, people who looked at his runs the other night are super coach fans. They look at how many metres people make. They don't look at what coaches look at. Kevy's not that silly. I know Kevy's a smart operator. He's not getting caught up in all that rubbish that's media talk about, as far as not so much media, but other people who look at the super coach stats and the metres people make. As a coach, you look at what they do off the ball. I thought Jared's defence was really good against Origin the other night. His support runs were there. You know, yeah, okay, he didn't make the metres that, you know, everyone seems to look at, but coaches and players around them know the effort that the players put in, you know, and for Jared to be questioned on his performance of the night is just absolutely ridiculous. And what he showed there tonight, if that doesn't shut some people up, I don't know what will.
That's awesome to see a coach backing up one of his players. What about you? Would you? I know that a lot of people are a fan of bringing Matty Scott back into the side. Does that happen at the expense of Jared Wallace?
Oh, well, I mean, stats are there, still there for a reason. And look, Matt Scott would come back into my side. I'd definitely find room for Matt Scott. I think there's a statistic out there that if Matt Scott runs over 100 metres in an Origin game, Queensland don't lose. So, you know, he's got a lot of experience, and especially playing in New South Wales, I think that could be crucial. So Matt Scott would be in there. Wallace might go back to the bench. I think there's a few other guys. Cohen Hess for mine at the moment.
Not about Dylan Napa?
Oh, look, I think they need Dylan there for other reasons. But, you know, for mine, Cohen Hess, you know, he hasn't had a great season at club level. Didn't have a lot of impact the other night. So I'm not sure whether Wallace would be the guy that I'd leave out of the team. But I'd certainly be bringing Matt Scott back into my starting side.
I'll be bringing that kid from Brisbane, Joe Offengawi.
Offengawi.
Oh, they need someone. They need someone with a little bit of leg speed and a little bit of punch through the middle. And, I mean, the Queensland forwards all are similar players. And I think Matt Scott comes under that umbrella as well. They just need some sort of young kid coming in and with his leg speed and just punching through the middle.
Can he play on an edge as well, Offengawi, or do you prefer him in the middle?
I think I would put him in anyway. I mean, people say there's a... When Origin's so fast and so quick, you don't really sort of get into position. Just the bloke who just gets the ball under his arm.
Who would you leave out, Fletch?
I think Cohen Hess, yeah. I was surprised he actually got picked because his form is definitely nowhere near where it was last year. Whereas Offengawi, he's been.
They're an impressive pack, aren't they? The Brisbane back row at the moment. Oh, I mean, they've got Pangai Jr. on the bench for today's game. So there's some quality there.
Mm. Yeah, Jaden Sewer. Apparently Sewer. Your bunnies, they've been having a little nip around Jaden Sewer. Can you confirm or deny anything there?
I don't know anything about that, but
it's
I have heard.
He's very good mail out of Redfern, this bloke.
I've heard the gossip.
He's played now, a dozen games for the Broncos, so does he qualify as a Queenslander as well?
Beautiful. You're on fire today, Goods. You know, it's swift, but it's short. It's brief, but it's just hitting.
A little bit like your...
My radio career, not. Now, boys, now we saw, I kind of got the feeling when Queensland got to the lead that, you know, I got those old feelings, oh, well, Queensland might probably win this now. But they showed a lot of character, the Blues, to come back and take control of the game again. Having said that, a lot of people haven't really been critical of that Queensland side. Where did they lose at Hoops?
The Maroons?
Yep.
They missed 50 tackles. So in a state of origin, like these blokes will tell you, they've been there and they've done it.
I've missed 50 tackles. Yeah, it was a bad day.
You can't do that. I think you can't understate the absence of Cameron Smith in the middle of the field for them. He leads their line speed and he just organises all around the ruck for them. And then Billy at the back, his communication in terms of when they are defending as well, I think clearly they missed him. So, look, they'll be better. Like, as they were only just beaten, and in my eyes, there's no question whatsoever. The series is on the line. They grow another leg. They'll bounce back, and I think they'll make some changes too.
Well, surely Ponga has to get into this side somewhere.
Did you see that pass he threw last night and then backed up to score the try?
I just don't understand why you wouldn't pick him. I know they're saying, oh, he's too young, but we had guys. We had a Latrell Mitchell who's 19, turning 20, Nathan Cleary. Ponga is just he's the form player of the competition. I just don't understand why, especially when Billy was ruled out. Throw him on the bench.
It's funny. Queensland always say, oh, you know, they've won, they play for the Queensland jersey, and they've won a lot of their series just on the back of, you know, representing the jumper and the people that have gone before them. I just think in Origin, it's never about effort. It's always about execution in the big moments. And I just think that at the moment, when you've got a side that has those players in key positions that do it better, which we have at the moment for the first time in a long time. I know that they're young, but Maloney in the big moments the other night, you know, Cook in the big moment the other night had more of an influence than when we'd usually see JT or Cooper Cronk or Billy or Cameron do something in a big moment that would win them a game or turn the tide in their favour. They didn't have that the other night. The effort, I think, New South Wales have always been putting in fantastic efforts over the last 10 years, but we just haven't had those quality players in the right spots to do it. Now it's looking a little bit more even to me, and I think that, you know, we've put ourselves in a good position this series, and if we can go and control and do the same thing in game two, well then, you know, the series can be ours.
One bloke, Goods, who I reckon hasn't got enough of a rap in the wake of a brilliant victory is Boyd Cordner. Mm. Some of his carries coming out of trouble and off the New South Wales line, and when that battle of field position got really gritty and became a real arm wrestle, and it felt like the Blues couldn't really get out of their own half for quite a chunky period of the game. But he was just tremendous, Boyd. It was a real leadership knock.
Well, both of the captains on the night, I thought, you know, they're not guys that, you know, hold court, stand in the middle of the team and address everyone like you've seen a Cameron and some of those players do over the years, but they're guys that go out and lead with their actions. And, yeah, two great captain's knocks on Wednesday night.
So, boys, this next game, of course, is this Sunday game, which is coming up Sunday week, actually fortnight from today. What, boys, how do you feel about that? I suppose as Origin, I know we go down this road every year at this time of year, but as Origin grows and grows and grows, I don't know how much bigger it can get. And you've got that in one corner, and then the other corner, you've got NRL clubs paying just this side of $1 million for football players.
You rested your players the other night. Maroon South rested their four players,
and
so you can be
cash.
Happy. What are you worried about now?
I'm not worried about
yes,
anything.
Yes, you are. This is a leading question you're asking, Brian.
How much further can we go this way where it's a standalone game on a Sunday? Because me, as a club
rugby
league supporter,
on the ratings for the broadcasters. If Sunday, because I think it's going to be a late one, it's still an 8 o'clock kickoff.
Yeah, 8 o'clock kickoff.
If they can attract the same numbers for the broadcast, I think we might see more of it.
Okay.
But then they need to come up with a way to fill, you know, three weekends of Fridays and Saturdays and then Sundays, and whether they can do that with, you know, some other games that we use with the international games, we can do it.
We tried this once before. Remember, we played a year and it just didn't work. I'm a traditionalist. I like the Wednesdays. I just find it. I mean, Origin's got to be placed on the pedestal as it is because it's such a great contest. So I think Wednesdays it should stay on Wednesdays.
Do you think that's a long enough prep time though? Like we're going to see next weekend, the guys are going to go into camp on the Sunday, and then play 7 days after, whereas in the past it's been 10 days, and sometimes you need that to sort of get yourself ready for an Origin.
Well, the 11 debutants don't know any better, really, do they? So they'll just, this is the second game, so they'll be used to it.
But what about for the people that follow club rugby league and pay their membership and they buy their... No, but really, Hoops, help me out here.
What?
Season ticket holders, they go along to watch their club play and four stars that their club is paying for aren't playing because they're having a rest from Origin. I mean,
it's good.
Just
good to see you up on the soapbox.
I'll tell you
coming
what,
off the back fence at
Redfern. I'll tell you what, when you get into finals time this year and Damien Cook comes out and he's played three Origins and now he takes that experience into a semi-final and has a blinder on the back of that and Crichton and those guys, then we'll have a discussion.
Yeah, well,
I
don't necessarily agree with that, Ryan. Because what happened if when he got copped that knee in his stomach and chest there in his sternum, what if he'd have gone down and got injured for 6 weeks and South lose the next four games? I don't agree with this argument.
But that's not the argument that I just had. The argument was that they are better players when they come out of the series than they were when they went into it.
Okay, but what if they don't come out of this? I mean, what about if your club needs to win on Sunday and they don't win because four players aren't playing because they're playing in Origin? What? I mean,
that's the trade-off, Maroon.
The
injury is just one of those things that can happen any weekend.
You got the 2 points anyway at the Bunnies.
I know, mate. I know that. But Origin,
you got
is
Dane
not...
Gogoi, you know, well, he just dislocated, did he have a compound dislocation
if I
and still
want,
played?
If I want people, Fletch, if I want people to disagree with me, right, just for the sake of it, and gang up on me, I'll just stay home on Sunday, okay? With the rest of the psychos, right?
I'm saying you're doing a good job because everyone here hates you. At the
moment. Yeah, well, I just thought you might have been. You're getting all warm and fuzzy because usually Gordon and Kenty are here and they're giving you a hard time, and it's been
great.
Nice for the first couple of hours, and you had to go looking for an argument.
You know what, Maroon, I have never seen yourself. This side of you. I'm starting to, yeah, I'm having doubts about you.
Well, I tell you what, I won't forget this, Fletch. When people ring up and say, "Oh, do you know anyone who wants to do a sportsman's lunch?" I'll say, "No,
for
I
a charity,
don't. I don't."